Put stars in your washing machine, finest stars you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Hello. There's been a shooting here. At Mr. White's home. It's 1000 Laurel Canyon Drive. Yes. I'm the housekeeper. Yes. No, I don't know. Will you get here right away, please? Right away.
Mesa White stands behind the desk in the library of her former home, holding a gun in her hand, talking to a man who lies across the floor. She doesn't know whether or not he can hear her words. We'll learn more about this in a moment. Does is making news today. 100,000 miles of wash line shouted out. For white washes without red hands, the women of this country are going back to Does.
Yes, the women of this land who tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are coming back to Does.
Oh, yes. I tried one of those no-rinse powders, but land sakes, what it did to my poor hands. So now I'm back to Does. It does just what the ads say. Gives me white washes without red hands.
That was Michigan. But the same thing's happening in Ohio, in Oregon.
Sure, I did experiment with some of those chemical suds on wash day, but I've gone back to Does again. It gets the dirtiest clothes so clean, yet it's so nice to the colors and my hands.
There's a reason Does can do all this. It's the way Does is made.
Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents. Rich, real soap, balanced with two active detergents.
That's why work clothes come so clean, linens wash so white. And with all that, Does is extra safe for colors and almost as mild as a toilet soap on hand.
That's why today in Kansas City, New York City, Center City, the swing is back to Does.
Does does everything. So how about it? If you want white washes without red hands, get Does today.
Now do you know what it means to be afraid, Tink? Are you afraid? As you make Chucky afraid. Chucky? You don't have to take boxing lessons anymore, Chucky. And you needn't be afraid. I won't give you away ever. Not ever again. Don't be afraid. Boxing lessons. I told you not to force Chucky to take boxing lessons, didn't I, Tink? You never could understand his fear. But you're afraid. Yes. I saw it in your face. Fear. I heard it in your voice. Now you know. Now you know. Mr. Point, I'm sorry, but I have... The police are here.
Doctor?
Yes, I'll make the examination, Jeffrey.
You're Mrs. White? Chucky's not going to be afraid anymore.
It's like I told you. Mr. and Mrs. White's little boy passed away this morning. They were getting a divorce.
Thank you. May I have the gun, please?
Gun? Oh, yes. It's Ted's gun. He always kept it in his desk. The top drawer. He's afraid. He knows what it is to be afraid.
Well, Doctor? He's dead. Conrad, have the housekeeper show you where the phone is. Call the coroner.
Right, Jeffrey.
Dead? Ted dead.
You did shoot him, Mrs. White, didn't you?
Dead. He can't hit Chucky anymore. Oh, no, Chucky. There's nothing to be afraid of, nothing. My little boy doesn't have to be afraid of anything anymore. Officer, he doesn't have to be afraid anymore.
Jeffrey, I think she should be taken to the hospital. Mrs. White, we're going to have to take you to a hospital.
I've been in a hospital for days. Weeks. Waiting. I don't have to wait anymore. I don't have to be afraid anymore.
We're going to take you to a different hospital, Mrs. White. We're going to have to. I think you need some rest and to get sleep.
What hospital?
The prison hospital.
The prison hospital.
Coroner's on his way over, Jeffrey.
Oh, thanks. Mrs. Waters?
Yes, officer.
Do you know where we can talk to Mrs. White's family?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you'll show me where the phone is.
Yes, sir.
You can take Mrs. White on out, Doctor. I'll be with you in a few minutes. Conrad, you stay on here. See that nothing is disturbed.
All right.
Are you ready, Mrs. White?
Yes, I'm ready. Ted's dead. And I'm not afraid of anything anymore. Not anything.
Hello. This is Bill Bauer. Officer Jeffries is my sister. What did you say? What? I can't believe it. She's dead? Yes. Mr. White Sr. is here. Yes, I'll tell him, but when can I see my sister? Yes, I know, but if you're taking her to the hospital, she should have a doctor, her own doctor. Well, when can we see her? You don't know. I see.
Really was that mate, huh? Really?
Yeah, Papa.
Is mate at the chapel?
I don't know how to...
Really, what is it?
What's happened, Bill?
I can't believe it.
Really? What is it?
I can't believe it.
Has something happened to mate, huh?
It's like a... It was the police.
Police?
Mr. White, I don't know how to... Maida, they... They've just taken her to the prison hospital.
What are you talking about, Willie? Why should anyone take Meta to a prison hospital? What happened?
Bill, what happened to your sister?
She killed Ted. She shot him. That's what the officer said. He's dead.
My son is missing. Why? I think I'd better go now.
What can I say to you?
There isn't anything to say, Mr. Bauer. There isn't anything to say.
Really? Meta, she needs us.
We can't see her, Papa. The officers said they were taking her to the prison hospital. She was on the verge of a collapse.
What happened?
I don't know. The officer said she shot. Killed Ted. Papa, that's murder.
Really, don't.
I'll get her out. The money I'm going to get for the house, every penny. Maybe we can get her out on bail. We've got to get her home, Papa.
She killed Ted? Why? Why, really?
I don't know, Papa. I can't get it through my head. I wonder how long she'd thought about it, how long she'd been planning it.
Planning? What are you saying?
Papa, the way she acted this morning when Charlotte brought her back from the hospital, you know, she started talking to me as if she weren't going to see me again, that I should stop drinking, about Bert and me coming back here to live. You remember?
Really? She wasn't planning to do nothing. Where did she get the gun? Where was she since this morning?
I don't know. I don't know anything, Papa. What am I sitting here for? Why don't I do something?
Which way do we turn? What do we do?
Brandon. Brandon, of course. Brandon, the lawyer. Papa, he'll get her out of it. He'll do it. Sure, why didn't I think of it? Why am I sitting here? Now, look, Papa, will you be all right? Trudy and Bert will be back soon. Maida's going to be all right. Brandon will think of something. He'll know what to do. Sure, he's an attorney. He'll know what to do.
Every gal who's wash day wise buys her jug in the giant size.
And why not? Those giant economy-sized boxes are real money savers. Yes, and with Duz, you get white washes without red hands. So listen, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, just you change to Duz. See what a pleasure it is to get white washes without red hands.
Duz can promise this because of the way Duz is made. Only Duz of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Duz gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
Duz does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
So join the swing to Duz. Get a giant economy-sized box. You'll save money and always have plenty of Duz on the shelf. The Brandons hear of the death of Ted White in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Duz.
Put Duz in your washing machine. He usually does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.